Have you ever felt like you've got more in the tank and you know that there's more potential in you, especially in business? Jack came to set the standard and he ended up tripling his business within a couple of months. He has an email marketing company. Some of the tools and the tactics and the mindsets that we teach every 2 to 3 weeks in a free mindset webinar. This is an invite to you to come to that webinar. Just click the link below. It's the first link in the description and I'd love to see you guys there. Can't wait.
These are the best 5 masculinity books, audiobook edition. You know those moments when you just want to rise up and just feel like you just want to crush everything? These books will give you that experience, especially in terms of masculinity. Understanding your own masculinity and like competition, you just want to get out there and crush it. So if you're a guy, definitely listen to these. If you are a woman and you're listening to this, send them to your partner, big time. So my name's Corey Batwell. I'm the founder of the men's community Set the Standard, and I am the founder of that. And we really focus on helping men raise the bar in money, in their personal life, and with the power within themselves. And what we really help people do is break through the business plateaus by reprogramming their mindset. It is the best. And then we provide strategies and systems as well. It's fantastic. So if you get anything from this video as well, please subscribe. Would love to see you guys regularly. I'm putting these out. I'm crushing it. So these books are amazing, guys. I think they're absolutely fantastic. And the first one is, I believe, is so fantastic, and it's The Boy Crisis by Warren Farrell. Now, this one isn't so much of rise up, let's go crush it like the other ones are. They make you feel real strong, and there's this masculine feeling inside where you're just like, oh, yeah, I feel really proud to be a man. And these things about myself, I'm just embracing them right now, and I don't care what anyone thinks. This one is a little more heart-to-heart, and it's so beautiful. It goes into the stories of what men struggle through when they're boys, and then turning into men, and the mindset that's adopted from being a boy into a man, and what we struggle with. And there's a lot of facts. They use a lot of science, and they use this health-based stuff. There's certain supplements that men can take that affect their mood and their hormones, which is actually really interesting. But the mindset of the common theme of what most dads go through when raising a son, and mums go through, and what mums and dads do when they raise their sons, and how it molds their mind, molds their soul. And it's really interesting learning how they do it, because it impacts men how they show up in business, impacts men how they show up in relationships, impacts men how they show up and being a savage, just want to get in the gym and crush it. So, and when you're listening to this and you're acknowledging what your parents did, you go, oh, this is why I have these tendencies, and this is why I show up like this. And if you're ever anxious or depressed or judge yourself, or you're a workaholic, or you drink too much, or you're not as fit as what you'd like to be, this really helps you understand what that's like. And it really redefines safety for men, and how a lot of men are expected to just throw their life on the line, especially in really hardcore jobs, and men not feeling safe, but they'll just bury their emotions in order to progress, to get the job done, so that they can pay and provide for their family. It's very interesting knowing that most men's motivation for life in general comes from wanting to be a provider, to be that guy that can provide for their family. And they have some wild statistics in there around men wanting, why men commit suicide is because they don't feel worthless enough. And I know this is more in America, but in America, they have this life insurance that when you die, your whole family gets a bunch of money. So men will often find a way to die or have an accident. By the way, the highest cause of death in America is accidents in the workplace. Crazy, right? So when that happens, the family gets payout. So I'm not sure if it's accidents or suicide. We really don't know. And it just goes to show that most men will go to that length just to provide for their family. They'll just throw their life down. And it's really quite sad. And it really moves things around. That first priority should be men's safety. And this is why. Because it's an unconscious expectation that should happen. And, I really believe in that too. It's men will throw their worth in the bin just to feel worthy. Oof. Right. Feel that. And it's full on, and it breaks it down through. Then it shows men's role in relationships, right? So how men in their, as a dad and as a partner, their role, and how important their role is in bringing up children, and how a lot of the society have always give children to the women to make sure that the women are looking after the kids. And I'm not saying that's not the what not to do, for example, but what they argue for in the book is that it really takes both parents, like having the male and the female in the child's life, to really help the child develop as best as possible. Like the best results always come from the least amount of that come from having both parents. It comes from having children have the least amount of trauma if both parents are in the picture. So whatever it looks like, there still needs to be like co-parenting together in the relationship, but it really demonstrates how powerful it is with hardcore facts and science research backed in it. And as a guy, I felt so seen. I was like, wow, this is so true. And it made me feel a lot of empathy towards myself, a lot of empathy towards other men, especially other men that are, I'm big and strong and I've got this a lot. Because I find a lot of men have this mask on their face. And whoever they show up to in a business meeting or a friendship, they put this front on with muscles, with a big beard or whatever it is, so that someone else can't hurt them or can't get across their boundaries. Like this is a protection front because I've been hurt so much as a kid. So now I pay this, and then it runs through the cycle of, oh, but I need to provide, and then men get sad, depressed, and then put that onto their children. And then it just like the cycle continues. So it really talks about that. And I think it's a beautiful book for any man to listen to break through. And I actually think it's even more important for like men's partners to listen to. So if you have a wife or a partner and you guys are really wanting to expand the intimacy in your relationship, that book, whew, crazy, right? I hope you guys are getting a little emotional just listening to that. Easy listen, really high quality listen, and the content in there is superb, like fantastic. I'd give it a rating, but I don't even know how to rate that one. Like all of these books, I really don't know how to rate. The second book is Hard Times Create Strong Men by Stefan Arnio. This book is absolutely hardcore, man. Woo! It is so powerful. And it's so, this is one that I listen to in the gym, just getting jacked up. Like, yeah, yeah. There's a bit of a war on society on there, which is fantastic to listen to as a guy, just being like, oh yeah, let's beat this thing, you know, really beat this game. There's a lot in regards to relationship, and he uses a lot of his personal life around his dad was weak, how he was weak, how he'd been stomped over by women, and how he has this war on weak men. And a part of it was, you know, war on himself and how to move ahead. And the author became extremely successful, especially in like the real estate game, became real successful. He ended up like hiring his dad and had a lot of breakdowns, and he maps out all the weakness that happens in men particularly, and then how women unconsciously reinforce that, how society consciously and unconsciously reinforces that, how us men get our validation from ourselves and what we achieve. And if we don't learn the skill of validating ourselves from what we achieve and be like, yeah, you're a boss, making money is a good thing, having lots of sex is a good thing, having power as a man is a good thing, we all crave them. There's not one man out here who craves those. And if he doesn't crave them, argument in the book is, and I'm in concurrence with this, if he argues that they're not a good thing, he's weak, or he's let himself go, or there's some part of his ego in his brain which is making him fight for something else. Which is so interesting. So this is what, like, part of my mission in Set the Standard is we're raising the bar for men and making sure that men have the best chance to redefine sex, money, and power as a good thing. It's not an evil thing. Too often, men who have sex, who have great sex lives, have lots of money and power, you know, look fit, get broken down unless they can show across a high quality, you know, amount of empathy. Otherwise, they just get smashed. And I really want to stop bringing men down and lifting them up and celebrating men and validating men for crushing it, because we need those guys. The guys who are really high up in business, they're the ones making decisions and changing the world. And they're the ones, believe it or not, that are more pro women being up as well. And they're the ones who can have higher quality conversations, and they're the one that makes better partners. And we have a lot of women complaining, where are the good men? Where are the good men? Where are they at? Where are the emotionally intelligent men? And it's like, well, where are the emotionally intelligent men? And screw the bad ones. Oh, I want to change that around and be like, hey, well, we want powerful, strong, conscious men. And to do that, we have to celebrate what men want. And that is power, sex, and money, right? So it really leans into that vibe. And as a guy, as you're listening to this, it's like a real fire up book, like in your soul, like, oh yeah, like watch me go, which is so motivating. So it motivates you to crush it in business, motivates you to be a much better partner and provide, and it motivates you to get in shape. And using practices, spiritual, and also get in touch with your spirit. In most of these books, There is a part that has been mentioned, how men have disconnected from their spirituality, and the spirituality is a huge fuel source to their own masculinity, which is something that we do teach and set the standard as well, which is really cool. It's just so fascinating to have. And why we personally run retreats as Set the Standard. We have a retreat called The Next Level, and it's such a crazy experience because we work with a lot of men's aggression. And we create this spiritual experience for guys together where we just feel like brothers and we just activate all of that potential within us. And then on the last day of the retreat, everyone creates a plan together, like with networking. So it's so cool. And everyone's like challenging you and calling you forward. And as a guy, if you can start to see they implement this in the book, if you can accept and receive other people calling you out on your bullshit, on your ego, on where you're being weak, then you're mature. And that's a really good place to be. And that is like, yep, cool. You will be successful. Honan knows that, learn that skill. Great narration. The guy gets really passionate in there and lots of practical tools. Read the book. It's very difficult. So for like Boy Crisis, if I was given an overall score, is these are all really high. That's why they're in the top five. I say like an 8.5. Hard Times, Create Strong Men, 8.7. Whoa, 8.7. Especially in regards to entertainment, because that book is fantastic. Next one. I am going to, on my list, one came up and I'm just going to move it to the number one position because that is, I don't know why that's not one number one right there. Okay, let's go. 2 seconds, guys. Okay, so the next one, The Way of Men by Jack Donovan. So this book is awesome. So I really think he conceptualizes uses a lot of theory, uses a lot of study in regards to what makes masculinity. And I know Jack Donovan's quite controversial, and there's a lot of, like, he's in the media, and there's a lot that is out there that's said about him. However, the tools and resources in this book are absolutely fantastic, and I think that it's real powerful. And like most men have, I feel like most men in the masculine space have read this book. If you are not in the masculine space and you haven't dived into like what makes masculinity, then please read this book. And what's really cool about all masculinity is everyone focuses on business, like sex, money, and power. It's just sex, money, power, fitness. Let's go. I believe the first step is usually around revenue and money. Like one of those, like figuring that out, reprogramming your mind to that is one of the most important. But what they drive, the main message of this book driving, is get around a community. Like get around a community. And like in the book, it's real cool because they use the word gang. They're like, start a gang. You know what I mean? But what they mean in there is like a tribe, a community of men who can hold you accountable and hold you to a high standard. So like literally one of the reasons why I created Set the Standard, I was listening to this book and I was like, yes, I have that in my personal life and in my own community. This is so fantastic. So no matter what walk of life that you're going through, it is get around a community. If you haven't got a community, start a community, because for the longest period of time, men have been in tribes, in groups, working on things together. There's hierarchies, there's structures, depending on what groups. So if you got a hunting group, there's going to be someone who's leading the top of that. If you have got a building group, someone's going to be leading the top of that. So there's different ways where there's hierarchies, right? And in the hierarchies, this is a bit of my stuff, which is enabling the importance of why you should listen to this book, is you want to be able to compete to get to the top of whatever the hierarchy is. And it doesn't matter if you're winning or not. You just want to always be competing to try to get to the top in those hierarchies. And The Way of Men really motivates you to do that and to find the right communities to help you really scale up. And what's really powerful is using the science of monkeys and science of mindset in order to break down concepts to let you know that enhancing your sexual power and using it for good. And if you don't enhance your sexual power, use it for good, and you buy in to porn, you buy into a lot of sex, you buy into drugs, alcohol, food, comfort, then you become someone who's just like dopey and lazy. And video games are a good one. You just become someone who's dopey and lazy and is not doing much of their lives, and you're not serving humanity. That is, you're getting all these short-term fixes which provide small hits of fulfillment, but you're missing the whole entire spiritual side. The entire spiritual side, which comes from in the real world, achieving something and validating yourself, which is so powerful. And if you don't think you can do that, then like you can. You just got to get really clear on your purpose. If that's the case for you, please reach out to me, comment below. We've got free resources that Set the Standard we can send you for that exact thing to get you real clear. But if you're someone who's ready to get to the next level, you want to invest into something next level, whether it's just Set the Standard or something else, right? Real fantastic. Powerful, powerful book. Highly recommend reading it. Throughout the process, this one will fire you up, especially because he's got this strong masculine voice. And when he's like kind of almost yelling at you a little bit in the audiobook, you're like, oh, let's go. So I listened to this when I was in the gym, especially when I was training legs. And just like, let's get those few more reps in, right? It was real powerful. Fourth book, which I find is a powerful masculine book, would be, I actually got four here. Oh, here we go. Yeah. I didn't see this. The fourth book, which I think is absolutely fantastic, one of the best ones ever, is The Way of Being by, forgot his name, high quality author, is Philosophy by Eric Fromm. Oh my goodness, this book is so fantastic. Eric Fromm really embraces man's mindset in this one and really helps you understand why making money is so important and how we spend a lot of our time building relationships with machines, disconnecting from our heart and not creating something that's beneficial to the society as a whole. And what's really cool in this book, it helps you realize is you can't, it's like the world is becoming more globalized. But however, if there's something going on in Africa and you're in Melbourne, Australia, the chances of you being able to help people in Africa in real time is very low. Like getting online, if there's no internet connection or anything out there, it's gonna be real hard to help and serve people out there unless you go move there, okay? And it's really cool that it conceptualized the fact that we are in a location, so no matter what city you're in or state you're in, and you have moral obligation to really serve your community, not become a slave to machines, but get conscious on yourself and make your own decisions. So this is really attacking responsibility as a man and independence in this book. And when you listen to the whole book, was just like, wow, that's fantastic. Wow, that's fantastic. I was putting quotes on my story. Like this is so powerful and applied it to me. It's not a very long book. It's a short book. So it's like six to seven hours, something like that. So listening on 2-speed, a couple of gym sessions and you're done, which is really good. I highly recommend everyone listen to this book because it really changed my life and in terms of philosophy and how I showed up in my business. And it gave me a greater motivation and a greater passion and a reason to do so. And looking at my relationships with people and machines and technology and not letting them control me, be the controller of it. Fantastic. Highly recommend. It'll blow your brain. Fifth book, which I think this is. We've been waiting for. Oh yeah. Number one best book, baby. Masculinity book is every time I need a juice up. And these are audiobooks, by the way. I've got a whole bunch of other masculine books here. Like this one, like this would be my number one, Iron John, but you got to read it, right? By Robert Bly. That's one of my number ones, I would say, for masculinity, but you got to read it. So this is audiobooks. Bronze Age Mindset by Bronze Age Pervert. This is a must listen. So this, the main message, I'll get to the main message in 2 seconds. So you got to watch the end. In this book, it really uses philosophy, history, and myth to educate you on your mindset as a man and where it comes from and how to use it. Kant uses Friedrich Nietzsche. And it's a really intelligent listen. The guy's humor in this is serious. There's a lot of humor in this. I'd be cracking up laughing in the best way possible. But it's real sarcastic and using philosophy terms. A little bit of health stuff in terms of like aminos, but really helps like, okay, this is what people used to do. This is what's happening in the current man world in terms of defining masculinity. Like the stories for guys in like, who are going full renegade in the army in, I don't know, in whatever countries where there's war stuff and they're out there crushing it and kicking ass. It's like modern day sort of, you know, anti-heroes or anti-villains. I don't know. It's, you know, the heroes that kill people. Essentially those guys tells about stories that are happening in the real world of like going full renegade and, you know, not settling for anything less other than making a huge impact. Talks about, you know, the strongest men in history in regards to pirates, in regards to Napoleon and what they did and the mindset that they use. Like there's one story used of, I can't remember what pirate it was, but they went to somewhere in the Caribbean to take over a city. And the army went there and they burned all the boats and they said, hey, we have to win this. There's no going back. So all the men who got there, because there was way less of them than what there were in the town and the city. So they had to win or they're all just going to die. There's no second. You can't go and get in the boats and run off. The chief army officer likes to burn all the boats because we are going to crush it here. And just turns that mindset into real life and everyday for what we use now. And then uses this as the main message at the end for all men. for all men, the main message out of this is to create an absolute gigaton of content. So if you, and it talks about like men need to get out of the mindset that they're in, like it's getting weaker and weaker and weaker and softer and softer and softer. And we want strong men who have a lot of money, we want strong men who can create a lot of power, and we want a lot of men who are extremely fit and conscious, right? So they can, so that we can have great relationships and great dads and build up, you know, the next generation of children to be extremely innovative and intelligent, so that they can really help solve the great problems of the world. And even helping these men get up there is going to help solve the great problems of the world. Let's get some more Elon Musks and go to Mars, right? So yes, extremely powerful, and is creating content around that yourself on your personal brand and on YouTube and podcasts and everything else. He's like, please go and create content. That is a secret. It's good business, and it's really spreading this message out there so that men can get better at it. Because without that content, like we're consuming like nonstop. As soon as we're like 5, 6, 8 years old, right, we're glued to a phone, to a screen, to an iPad. Or, you know, iPad kids are everywhere. And if they can get access to what it means to, you know, be a strong man, an initiated man who has gone through someone like, so like the olden days, it talks about when man and boy would have a mentor relationship, and the man would really help the boy become a man by taking him out on like a hunting experience or within the like a tribal experience or whatever it is. And they'd spend time together, and there'd be a lot of mentoring for older men and younger men. Now that doesn't happen as much anymore, unless you actively go out and pursue older men advice. It's not like we're growing up in tribes where the older men are going to help the other men. So most men these days have to try to figure it out by themselves. And what have they got to lean on? It's just content. TikTok, women, porn, all the rest of it. It's all just there. And we lean on that instead of leaning on, you know, true strong men who have gone through whatever the adversity that they've gone through to build their character. So that's one of the most important things, you know, in this book. And it's so motivating and so powerful. A couple of honorable mentions I'm going to put in here. Real powerful. Wild at Heart by John Eldridge. Must listen. We get guys to listen to that before we go to our retreat, like our next level retreat. It's absolutely fantastic. Must listen. I would say Wild at Heart is a must listen. A bonus book on this one would be The King Within. And I'm going to talk about The Way of Superior Man and Rational Male in a second. But The King Within by Robert Moore. This is a really powerful concept from Jungian history, from Jungian research and Jungian theory. And he applies it to the archetype of the king. So if you've ever heard of King, Warrior, Magician, Lover, you can listen to one of my podcasts here on that. This is a men's mindset model for being able to show up as an absolute boss in all areas and figure out where you're falling short, especially in business, family, relationships, and health. Like, that will help you absolutely figure that out. And embracing and acknowledging the king and allowing the inner king with yourself to rise and be confident and be strong and make clear decisions that are understood, and how to take responsibility as a man and not use your force for evil and use it for good is all in that book. Fantastic. That's a bonus, right? That's an absolute bonus. Highly encouraged to listen to that book. And I didn't talk about The Way of the Superior Man intentionally, and I didn't talk about by David Dieter, and I didn't talk about The Rational Male by Rollo Tomassi intentionally. And I also, just a little honorable mention, is The Alpha Unplugged by Richard Cooper. He's been on the podcast. You can watch him on my podcast around here. So I didn't go to The Way of Superior Man because it's just been absolutely smashed. And I believe that there are other books that are just as powerful as that book. However, it is extremely practical and it gives a lot of amazing advice. And I also think that David Dieter's other books, not The Way of the Superior Man, are even better than The Way of the Superior Man. Reading them are really fantastic. Like, they're real high quality books, like The Enlightened Sex, Finding Freedom and Fulfillment Through Sex. One, Sex Tactics, so you got to be careful. Then titled the same thing. One is Freedom and Fulfillment, which talks about masculine and feminine energies. And it's a beautiful listen, the same as Intimate Communion. I think the relationship side of Way of Superior Man, so fantastic. And it's a great reminder to listen to. However, the books that I've mentioned, I believe are more powerful. Like they really are. I've listened to Way of Superior Man so many times, and it is definitely a Bible. I have nothing against that. I think it's fantastic. And I do listen to it occasionally. Probably once a year I'll listen to that book. The Rational Male did not make it in this book, because I believe it is a fantastic book. However, there are parts in there which I feel that the reader's ego got involved a little bit. And it makes sense. I'm like, oh, because I had a client that I was working with listen to that book, and he's like, man, I'm turning into a bit of a dick. And it possessed his ego as well. So unless you're centered And unless you're really conscious as a male and you've done a lot of masculine work, I wouldn't recommend reading it until you have done the work. I thought the book was absolutely fantastic. And I've read a lot of books and I've done a lot of work and I thought it was fantastic. But one skill that I have learned through reading and listening to a lot of books is being able to detach myself from what's not good and detach myself from anything that's got ego. So there's a lot of lessons in there for some stuff that I just would just intentionally overlook. Oh yeah, I can see from that point of view, but I'm going to remain completely unbiased and not listen to that. And then there's pure gold in this book when you can listen to it from an unbiased perspective. So if it's your first book, don't recommend it as a first book, but I do recommend it later on down the track once you've listened to a few other books. But yeah, the main message on these is independence, it's responsibility, it's creating content, it's getting around a community so that you can have more sex, money, and power as a man. Real powerful. So if you're interested, we teach all this stuff and set the standard. But if not, then please subscribe to this video and I'll see you guys tomorrow. Thank you.
Thank you so much for getting this far into the podcast. As a token of my appreciation for the loyal listeners, you can get a $50 discount of your first month inside the Set the Standard community. That'll help you double your business and reprogram your mind. We have 2 live group coaching calls per month, 8 modules and challenges, and an exclusive network where you can meet all the men who are setting the standard in here. Please use the code PODCAST, capital PODCAST, to get the first $50 off of your first month. Can't wait to see you guys in there.